And a good Saturday evening to you, everybody. This is Eric Blumberg and Johnny Bolin. It's the B-Sides with Blumberg and Bolin. Or in this case, Bolin and Blumberg. Sounds better that way anyway.
I don't know.
I think so.
I can never tell which way. I've tried both ways.
We're both good. We're both good. This is a special broadcast, though, Johnny.
Oh, I get it. So my name should be first. You're right.
Yeah, it really should be. It's a special broadcast with Bolin Fest just around the corner. When is that all, Johnny? Tell me about it.
Well, it's this next Saturday. It's August 3rd out at the Icky Nickel. It's from 2 till 2, 12 hours, 8 bands. And features Chris Duarte as our headliner. And we got Groovement, Gallivant, Russ Bazette, East West Band, King George, Bang Gang, Christopher Berge and Irish, and the Tommy Bolin Tribute Band.
Okay, so we're going to be doing a tribute to Tommy with his stuff.
Yeah, it's
no
all his
tribute
music.
Band.
Well, throughout the day and evening, certain bands do a couple of his songs, you know.
Of course.
Yeah. And then we do the ones that they don't do. I mean, a couple of them are pretty slow ballads where it's just acoustic guitar.
He's a legend in this town for obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, you saw him growing up. You're his younger brother. He's about my age. So it's about 2 years difference between y'all, right?
Three.
3 years difference.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did he start playing guitar? Tell me about that.
Well, my dad got him.
History.
My dad got him. You know, my dad was a packing house worker, and he had dreams galore. Unlike, you know, most fathers, he and his idea was he wanted Tommy really to be Elvis, and my younger brother to be a wrestler, Dick the Bruiser. And I'm not quite sure who I was supposed to be. They never quite figured that out. But anyway,
you were the middle kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's always tough. So was I.
Well, I wasn't going to be a wrestler, so I think I followed Tommy's footsteps and wanted to be a musician.
When did he get his first guitar?
Well, he was pantomiming. My dad wanted, like I said, he wanted him to be Elvis, so he started pantomiming him Okoboji when he's like 5. He dressed him up, and he started playing them, but he got his first guitar when he was 11.
Electric or acoustic?
It was electric.
Oh.
And the lady up the street played country western, so he learned a lot of chords through her. Then went down to Flood Music and learned a Hawaiian steel from Ray Flood.
So he started off with a country influence?
As a teacher, and then he went out to United Teachers, where everybody hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he met like John Bartle and Glenn Reisma and all the big guys. And
when did you know... When did you think that he was a star on the rise?
Well, I always knew he could play songs that other guys couldn't play. I mean, when I was, you know, when he was 15, I was 12. So, but, you know, I was in a band. I started a band when I was 12 years old. And I bring the guys over, and then I'd say, well, if you want to know the real chords, we can go into Tommy's room and he'll tell us the songs we were playing. Because we're playing all the wrong chords. And so he let us come in there and sit and watch him play. But he could play Wes Montgomery. He played Stan Getz. All the stuff that's for, it's jazz influence, Brazilian, at 14, 15. So his influences were not just, it was the Rolling Stones and the Beach Boys and the Beatles, but it was a little bit beyond that too, Wes Montgomery and guys like that.
Well, the first record he came out with, or the first band he played with, was a band from Denver correct? I mean, when we're talking about recording band, yeah. Zephyr.
Yeah, he was 18 when he
was 18.
Zephyr. Yeah,
and they put out a couple records.
Two records.
Yep, yep. We're gonna hear from them in just a second.
Yeah.
He left. How did he get to Denver from Sioux City? And don't tell me he took I-80 because
you mean 29 to was Ozark Airlines. Eventually, but he hitchhiked out there. First time.
What was the draw to go to Denver?
Well, he was with a band called Patch of Blue, and he wasn't fitting in. He was getting too loud and playing like maybe Hendrix had just came out of that. But so they told him they were a really big band in Sioux City, so he was feeling kind of left out. And then all of a sudden, when we went to school at Central, his hair was too long, they said. So I told him to go home and cut it, and he cut it, and they said, it's still too long. He goes, well, I don't know. I'm not going to get a butch haircut. So he didn't know. He really didn't know what to do. But in the back of his mind, musically, he was, you know, the biggest band in Sioux City kicks him out for some odd reason. Too loud.
Too loud.
That's not a very good reason. But anyway,
reason. It's like getting kicked out of high school because your hair's too long.
Yeah. So he said, I got to go somewhere. But, you know, he looked at the West Coast, East Coast probably, and said, Denver is halfway there. I mean, it's.
Yeah, it is.
It had a place called the Family Dog, which all the bands from the Fillmore played there. And it had, you know, Sugarloaf was from there and bands, you know. So he went there, and it was a good move for him, actually.
So we have Zephyr live at Arts Bar and Grill, May 2nd, 1973. Here's a song called, and before we go any further, I just want to know, I want everybody to know Johnny picked out these songs.
Oh.
And you did.
Oh, okay.
You picked out the songs because these are the best
things. I picked out every single song he ever did.
And you know what? Well, if we had the time.
I know.
This one's Cross the River, Zephyr live.
Thank you.
The B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg right here on Siouxland Public Media. Today we are celebrating the work of Tommy Bolin as Bolin Fest is just around the corner. That was Zephyr, live, Cross the River. Now after he left Zephyr, he went on to play with a band called Energy.
Yeah, see, with Zephyr, they went as far as they could probably go as a band. Tommy and Candy were, you know, Candy wanted to do her thing and Tommy wanted to do his thing. And you can tell by the music influences going on in that song, Tommy's was jazz and he wanted to do a lot of different things that they probably didn't want to do. Although they did like it musically, but so Tommy started, you know, his whole, you'll notice when we go through this whole thing, his, in the back of his mind, wherever it was at in his mind, he wanted his own band.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wanted to have the Tommy Bolin band. So he started a band called Energy with the drummer Bobby Berge, who's from Sioux Falls. He's with Zephyr too. And then they got players from around the area, Kansas and so forth, and they did that for about 2 years. And they did some recording. He's trying to get a record deal, but you know how that goes. Didn't do so well. And then the James Gang called him and asked him to play.
Well, so, we'll get to the James Gang in just a minute.
That's why they disbanded.
Right. We're doing Energy. We're doing kind of a chronological of Tommy's
songs. So bear
songs.
With us.
No, right, we're going to get as far as we can. We're supposed to go over to private, as far as Private Eyes, which was the last thing. Right here is the Energy radio broadcast featuring, of course, Tommy Bolin, Messing with the Kid. We'll be right back. Tommy Bolin, Energy, Messing with the Kid, right here on the B-Side Siouxland Public Media, every Saturday at 6 o'clock. Bolin and Blumberg, and this is a special Tommy Bolin salute. After he left Energy, or while he was with Energy, he then did some stuff with Billy Cobham, famous jazz drummer.
That's right.
The album is Spectrum. We have a cut for you called Stratus. This is Tommy Bolin and Billy Cobham right here on Siouxland Public Media. Tommy Bolin with Billy Cobham playing Stratus off the Billy Cobham Spectrum album. We're doing all Bolin all the time today.
I tell you, after I got that record and Tommy brought it back home, it's like, I thought, a drummer that can play like that, I wanted to sell my drums, but I thought, well, then what am I going to do? So you tried
to learn how to play the drums like Billy Cobham, which is...
I think we all tried, and that's virtually impossible.
Yeah, probably. Well, yeah. After he got done with Billy Cobham, I shouldn't say got done with him, but yeah, he moved on to do the James Gang.
Yeah.
Two albums with the James Gang.
They got Joe Walsh. He called Joe and says, anybody out in Colorado that plays very good or real good? And he said, you got to get Tommy Bolin. He's got songs, got looks. He's an incredible guitar player. So they called him up and then hired him right away, of course.
But he didn't have the greatest of experiences.
Well, at the end there, once again, came back to he wanted his own band, but they had done the second record. The Bang went really well. They did a mini tour there on Don Kirshner's. They did some TV, stuff like that. Pretty good tour. But they got the road, and, you know, financially it was really good for him. But then his second album, Miami, came out, and his manager came over and told him it was like 80 with a bullet, 73 on Billboard.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, I bought a hat with those guys. Because you can't quit when you wrote all the songs. You can't quit your band.
Not when you have a new album out.
Yeah,
that
you
has
just didn't make it. I was there.
Wow.
And I'm going, what is he doing?
He couldn't stand them.
So, they weren't bad guys or anything.
No.
It just musically,
didn't work.
That's not where he wanted to go.
Yeah, it just didn't work.
The way it was.
Let's hear two things from the James Gang. Here's from the Bang album, Alexis. Then we'll hear Cruising Down the Highway from the James Gang Miami right here on the B-Sides with Bolin and Blumberg, Siouxland Public Media.
Alexis, thank you for pleasant southern days. Spin on the levee, throwing pennies in the bay, and talking to the rich folks on the big boats that pass that way. You were just a young girl, and I just could not stay. Alexis, I can't remember how we met back then. Was on my way to Atlanta, and on that road again. Not really poor, had money just not to spend. You were just a young girl, and I was in need of a friend. Alexis always used to talk about leaving your hometown, heading on the south. Maybe down to New Orleans, and you wanted me to help you out. Just a young girl, and I was just a doubts. Alexis, I did not want to, I wanna leave you there. Sometimes this life we live is so unfair. I wanted to take you with me, but I did not dare. You were just a young girl, and I couldn't pay your fare. Alexis always used to talk about leaving your hometown, heading on the south. Maybe down to New Orleans, and you wanted me to help you
just a young girl, and I was just a homo. But had my dad. Thank you.
James Gang featuring Tommy Bolin, Cruising Down the Highway. Before that, we heard from the same band doing Alexis off the Bang record. This is Miami. That was Miami. Two records from the James Gang. Following that, he decided to collaborate with another jazz drummer.
In 74, yeah, he moved to L.A. from Boulder.
So
he got a call from Alphonse.
Alphonse Muzan. Okay. Did a album with him called Mind Transplant. Here's Nitroglycerin. That was Tommy Bolin and Alphonse Muzan playing in a collaboration. Mind Transplant, the record. Nitroglycerin, the cut. We're now going to go over to his teaser period. Got a deal with Epic, I believe, Nemperor.
Yeah, he was trying to get, he got his band Energy back together again to try to get another record deal. And they said, We just want you.
You have your band, but we just want to call the Tommy Bolin, which is really what he really wanted, so he finally got it.
This is the Tommy Bolin Band doing Teaser live at the Northern Lights recording studio in
Maynard, Massachusetts.
1976.
First time in Massachusetts, Tommy Bolin. We'll be right back.
They have fantastic drumming on that particular song, Teaser.
Well, you really think so, huh?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was great. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry you didn't have your mic on before you were talking about his transition from Alphonse Mouzon into Teaser. But we heard Teaser with Johnny Bolin on the drums.
Yeah, that was cool when Tommy called me because he wanted to know what I was doing. I said, oh, you know, not much. Why? And he said, do you want to join my band? And I was playing at the Highway 75 truck stop here in Sioux City. I thought, well, should I stay there and play with the country band or should I go play with my brother Tommy?
And our first, what do you think?
And our first gig was Mile High Stadium, so I think I made the right move.
I think you did. Yeah. I think you did. After the Teaser album, he ended up playing with Deep Purple. I think that's probably... Well, would you say that was the highlight of his career, playing with them?
As far as name-wise, you know, they're like the fourth biggest band in the world at that time, the Stones and Zeppelin, you know, whoever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were one of the biggest bands in the world. It helped him in that way, but he still wanted his own group. And Teaser just came out, but he couldn't tour because he's with Deep Purple and he can't turn it down. So, but it was a great band. He loved the experience, but he wanted to, they disbanded after that record.
Yes, they did. So, Come Taste the Band is the record. Deep Purple is the band. Getting Tighter is the song, right here on the B-Sides, Siouxland Public Media. We'll be right back. That's Tommy Bolin with Deep Purple, getting tighter all the time. It's Bolin Fest coming up in a week.
Yes.
Tell
August
us all.
August 3rd, 2 till 2. Thank you, Nickel. Eight bands.
What's the, is there an admission charge?
Yeah, it's $12 advance to get in, eight bands. And Chris Duarte and Groovement are the headliners.
And you can buy a lot of these albums that we're listening to today. You can buy them at Bolin Fest.
Yes, we do.
Got whole bunches of stuff. Let's do Shake the Devil from Private Eyes, and we're going to wrap things up.
Face to face with the devil.